This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. What a strange day. What just happened in Baltimore? My gosh, a cargo container ship smashed into a bridge after all the power went out, and then it was, to me, to my naked eyes, something's wrong. Because first of all, the power goes out, very unusual. They didn't have a backup. There's no backup generator. It's only something carrying, you know, tens of millions of dollars worth of goods, and it smacks into a bridge that's going to cause billions of dollars in losses, and the people who run the ship don't have a backup generator. And then once it went down, the power went off, it made a turn. It wasn't headed for the pylon of the bridge. It was headed like out to sea. And then it all of a sudden turned as if someone was steering it right at the bridge for a kamikaze attack. And of course, Lara Logan is saying that she believes, and her intelligence sources are telling her, that it is some sort of a cyber attack, a terrorist attack. Here's what Lara Logan says. Again, I don't know this to be true. It could very well be more of a DEI situation, that the people they hired to pilot this boat out of the Baltimore Harbor were hired and were completely unqualified. Baltimore's the kind of place, you know, that's completely steeped in ultra-liberal DEI politics, and they've had mayor after mayor arrested for stealing. And the police don't exist anymore. They've defunded the police. The muggings and robberies are through the roof. So there's just all kinds of problems going on in Baltimore. They can't get their act together. They're not competent. They can't make the trains run on time. And maybe this was a DEI issue. Maybe it was just an accident. Maybe it's none of that. And nothing could have avoided it except that ship should have had a backup generator. I don't know. But to me, lots and lots of questions, lots of problems. But here's what Lara Logan had to say. Multiple intelligent sources say the Baltimore Bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, most likely cyber, and our intelligence agencies know it. In information warfare terms, they just divided the U.S. along the Mason-Dixon line, exactly like the Civil War. The second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous material is now down for 4 to 5 years. Do you know, that's how long it's going to take to rebuild this bridge, you're saying, which is how long they say it will take to recover. Bridge was built specifically to move hazardous material, fuel, diesel, propane gas, nitrogen, highly flammable materials, chemicals, and oversized cargo that cannot fit in the tunnels. That's the supply chain is now crippled. Make no mistake, this was an extraordinary attack in terms of planning, timing, and execution. So, to me, a couple things. Number one, how can the power go out on a ship like that? If it does, how does it just happen to go out as you're approaching a major bridge? If it does, how do you not have a backup generator? If it does go off, how does it steer towards the bridge? How does it steer towards the pylon? And how badly was that bridge made when hitting a pylon takes down the entire bridge in a matter of 1 second? I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's scary stuff. And it all ties in with the corruption of Baltimore. It all ties in with the lousy presidency of Joe Biden, the king of infrastructure disaster, Mayor Pete Butthead otherwise known as Pete Buttigieg. Nothing but bad luck. Planes crashing, parts falling off planes, and then trains derailing, massive chemical spills, and now this, all under the auspices and authority of Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's too busy breastfeeding his new children and going on vacation to worry about the infrastructure of the United States of America. So pretty strange stuff. It also reminds me that in deep, deep blue Democrat cities, it's all going to hell. Our country's going to hell. It also reminds me, infrastructure-wise, I thought Joe Biden criticized Trump. He wasn't fixing infrastructure fast enough. Then Joe Biden spent all the country's money on Build Back Better. Sounds like it's Build Back Worse to me. Where did that money go? It didn't help anyone's infrastructure. It went to Democrat donors. It went to gay causes. It went to black causes. It went to everything except infrastructure. Now, I find it funny that one ship could hit one bridge in Baltimore. I live in Las Vegas. What's that got to do with me? Nothing. And yet the articles all say this bridge, the closure of this bridge, threatens massive new increase in inflation and bigger budget deficits. So this is like a multi-billion dollar hit to the American economy, and the Port of Baltimore has been literally brought to a standstill. And the things that go through this port are shocking to me. So this could be maybe what Lara Logan says. Maybe it was purposeful. I don't know. Maybe it was a cyber attack. The port handled a record 52.3 million tons of foreign cargo worth $80 billion in 2023. That was an all-time record high. It's one of the largest economic generators in the state of Maryland. It was first in terms of volume of automobiles and light trucks in the whole country. 847,000 cars and light trucks, as well as heavy farm equipment, construction machinery, imported sugar, and imported gypsum. It was ninth overall in the country as measured by the volume of foreign cargo handled, ninth in terms of the value of foreign cargo, and number one in America for cars and light trucks. So this just affected the auto industry. It affected car dealers. It affected Ford, GM, Chrysler, Mercedes, you name it. Then we have a structural engineer surprised that the cargo ship was able to take down Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Francis Scott Key is rolling over in his grave. General Mike Flynn, is calling it a black swan event. He says, can we take this idea that the bridge collapse was a terrorist attack off the table? We absolutely cannot do that. He said in an online interview today, he called the container ship ramming the 1.6-mile-long bridge at the Port of Baltimore a black swan event. And the FBI, federal government agencies, CIA, they've all gone out of their way to say it was just an accident. It is not a terror attack. It is not a cyber attack. Who do you believe, Lara Logan or the FBI? I don't believe anything the FBI says. They're a bunch of liars. But now let's talk about dirty, corrupt Baltimore, where everybody in office gets arrested every couple of years. This article I downloaded yesterday, I was going to talk about in the show today, Baltimore implodes, police force collapses, only three officers are patrolling a major downtown district. Three. Baltimore now facing apocalyptic levels of police shortages, meaning gigantic police shortages. Never imagine police shortages. Three police officers patrolled a district of 61,000 residents. Police are now unable to respond to calls, including for child assault. The department is postponing police training. The radical leftists in control of Baltimore City Hall have plunged the metro area into disaster. They've defunded the police. Several radio transmissions of a police dispatcher pleaded for additional officers as 911 calls came pouring in. At least 10 calls went unanswered in a matter of minutes. You are endangering the lives of police officers on duty, and you're endangering the lives of citizens, said the Baltimore International Police Association. Catastrophic failure is the direct result of woke policies and extremely poor leadership from the mayor. So it's just literally a disastrous situation. Disastrous situation. And there's so many bad things to look at, to stare at with a magnifying glass. Let's move on. Lots to talk about today. Robert F. Kennedy just gave us the gift of a lifetime. He picked a gal named Nicole Shanahan, a leftist criminal justice advocate, who is the former wife, ex-wife, of the founder of Google, who met her ex-husband at a yoga retreat. She's a leftist lawyer feminist who's 38 years old and quite beautiful. So I'm sure I know what Robert F. Kennedy has on his mind, and it's not becoming president. This guy thinks with a different organ of his body. Wow. Very scary. What's she ever done to be qualified to be VP of America? Number two in power. And if he were to die, something were to happen to the president. He never had a chance to win anyway. But let's say he gets elected and something were to happen. And we know the Kennedy curse. We know many Kennedys have gone down. She'd be the president of the United States based on what? She was the wife of the founder of Google? Based on what? She goes to yoga retreats? Oh, my gosh. She's an environmentalist who believes in climate change? Crazy. All right. She did a favor for us. Trump will now win, and he'll win big. No Republicans are leaving Trump to go for RFK. What a bad decision. MyPillow, sponsor of this segment of the show, 27 deeply discounted items available right now at MyPillow's spring clearance sale. Get up to 80% off. Just use the promo code WAR. For Wayne Allyn, get up to 80% off MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. We'll be right back. Hi, Wayne Allyn. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them WAR sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I've been saying, I've been arguing for months now that RFK is fantastic for us. He'll only take votes from the left, and Joe Biden, he'll never take votes from the right. Let's face it, everyone who voted for Trump in 2020 is voting for Trump again. There's almost no leakage of any kind. Nobody's running to the other side. No one's going to vote for Biden who voted for Trump. And I don't think now anybody will vote for RFK because everything I said proved true. He only draws from the left. He picked the leftists as his VP, Nicole Shanahan, a leftist criminal justice advocate, 38-year-old woman who goes to yoga retreats, good luck, a lawyer, I'm sure a feminist, who is soft on crime. She was once married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, has a history of donating only to Democrats. She gave $30,000 to the Biden campaign in 2020. She is someone who gave a lot of money to Measure J in Los Angeles County, requiring 10% of revenue be reinvested into alternatives to incarceration. Prohibits using the funds for law enforcement agencies. She's one of those. She believes that a mental health professional on the scene of George Floyd's arrest could have changed the outcome of the situation. Maybe she should have had the mental health professional there when George Floyd was taking fentanyl before the police got there. Maybe that would have been okay. She is a six-figure donor to George Gascon, the pro-crime Soros-backed prosecutor who helped wreck San Francisco and is now wrecking Los Angeles by letting every single violent criminal free, especially if they happen to be of color. I mean, this whole situation is out of control, and now RFK has shown his true colors, but I called this all along. I said he's good on one issue, vaccines. One issue. So many Republicans, including Steve Bannon. I remember Steve Bannon saying, oh, the only ticket that works is Trump and RFK Jr. And I was there going, what are you talking about? He's a Kennedy. He's a liberal Democrat Kennedy. And I would trust him to be the VP on the ticket with Trump at the age of 78? And if, God forbid, something happens to Trump, The entire Democrat Party and the entire deep state wants to assassinate him? And the average age of death of an American male is like 76? And he's going to be 78? And I'm going to worry about whether something happens to my hero, Donald Trump, and the backup is going to be RF Kennedy Jr., and I, a Republican conservative patriot, I'm going to vote for a Kennedy? I mean, it was the dumbest idea I've ever heard. I don't know where Steve Bannon got that idea. I don't know where anybody got that idea. I said from day one, he's good on one issue, vaccines, and the COVID vaccine in particular. And Trump should make him, because he's a lawyer, RFK Jr. is a lawyer, Trump should give him the post of the special counsel in charge of the investigation to study the COVID vaccine, whether it was really good or really bad. And I know it was really bad, but my point is, let's have an unbiased investigation. And he can't be bought. He's a Kennedy. He's got plenty of money. And let him head that investigation. But that's the only role he could have in a Trump administration. He's good at one thing, vaccines. Everything else, he's an ultra-liberal, and he just proved it with his pick. His little sugar baby. He picked a woman with more money than him so she could finance his campaign. Stupidest pick I've ever heard of in my entire life. Makes him look like a fool. He's lost all credibility. But the good news is he can win the election for Trump. So go get him, RFK. Good job. The other big news today was Rona McDaniel. You know, and this is, again, an I told you so moment. I have argued for years the only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. There's no point in being in the middle of the road. You're either a pro-Trump, ultra-conservative patriot, or you're an ultra-left Marxist. There's nothing in the middle but roadkill. And Rona McDaniel wanted to have it both ways. She's hated by Republicans, so she thought she'd go over to the ultra-left, and she'd become a MSNBC, NBC analyst, right? Well, the left hates her, too. When you're in the middle, everybody hates you. They all have this delusion that when you're in the middle, everybody loves you. No, when you're in the middle, everyone hates you. So the right hates her. She can never be on Fox News. She can never be on Newsmax. She's despised by the right. She's Mitt Romney's niece. Yuck. And yet on the left, she thought she had a new home, and she got destroyed by the left. They fired her today. She got hired a few days ago, and she's now fired by NBC, MSNBC. Rona McDaniel proves there is no middle in American politics. The only side to be on is the Trump side. You're either all Trump or you can go to hell. War Beef is a sponsor of this segment of the show. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families. That little bridge accident today, which may have not even been an accident, might have been a cyber attack, might have been a terrorist attack. It shows you how much trouble we're in with our supply chain. But here's a website that serves premium all-American Texas beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, sirloin, 15% off for my fans. Warbeef.com, exclusive 15% discounts of the best tasting survival food beef you've ever tasted in your life. Only one ingredient, premium Texas beef. Warbeef.com, 15% off.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden says the federal government will cover the costs of rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship overnight.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency.
Biden called the event a tragic accident and said there's no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. Following its debut on Wall Street Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT, shares in former President Trump's social media company surged by over 50%. Reports indicate that Trump's net worth skyrocketed to $6.5 billion following the surge in stock price. For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ronan McDaniel, and I'm saying that Ronan McDaniel, the former RNC chair, who I've campaigned against for years, saying she's ineffective, she's horrible, she's a Democrat plant, she's Mitt Romney's niece, and she got fired today after joining MSNBC and NBC. Only days ago, they already fired her because there was a, you know, basically everyone threatened to walk the plank. There was a mutiny at MSNBC and NBC. Again, the point being, no one loves her on the right, no one loves her on the left, she's in the middle. You get no love from anyone, you get hate from everyone. It doesn't work. And that's why, you know, you can't be in the middle. It just doesn't work. There's no middle in American politics. That's my point. But the good news is, Ronan McDaniel's fired. She got what she deserved. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee were the founders of Energized Health. Great friends of mine. They were at my wedding. This is my program for life. Energized Health changed my life because of what I gained and what I lost. I lost 25 pounds of fat, not weight. I haven't actually lost more than a pound or two, but I lost 25 pounds of fat. You didn't even know you have this fat. It's inner body, mostly all inner body visceral fat. And I lost that in 88 days, 25 pounds of fat inside my body in 88 days. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in 88 days on the program. That was 3.5 years ago. I've kept it all off. And what did I gain besides the 10 pounds of muscle? I gained intercellular hydration, and I also gained 2 TV shows, and I'm about to announce, I think tomorrow will be the day we announce my 3rd television show that starts next week. It'll be on every single night, Monday through Friday. You'll get Wayne Root on TV. So 3 TV shows past the age of 61. Nobody's done that in the history of Hollywood. And I did it because this is my fountain of youth. Thank you, Energized Health. You changed my life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. That could change your life. And they could help you lose a lot of fat. It's not a weight loss program, fat loss. 40% off as well. When you mention Wayne Allyn Root War, 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com and type in War or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, toll free. Say Wayne Root or War and you get 40% off and you're on your way, I hope, to changing your life. All right, my guest is Terry Newsom. He is a parental rights activist. He hosts the podcast Behind Enemy Lines. He's the president of the Illinois chapter of Parents Involved in Education, and he's now teamed with Ben Brookwood in Chicago to show the deadly and dangerous effects of illegal immigration and the open borders. Terry Newsom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
You know what I like about you, Terry? I'm always very open with people, even on the air. You're like me. I wrote a book called The Power of Relentless. You have to be relentless. You can't wait for Wayne Root to call you. You got to call him and say, I want to come on your show. And then you got to bother me like 8 times in a row with great stuff. And I look at it and finally I go, boom, I want him on the show. I appreciate relentless people, and you're relentless. Thank you. And I hope you're just as relentless fighting for the rights of parents and just as relentless fighting against illegal immigration. If you are, then I feel like America's in good hands. Thank you, Terry.
Oh, thank you very much. I heard you talking about Ronan McDaniel before. The Illinois Republicans think that they got to win the middle over and the right. I'm sorry, the middle and the left. And I'm like, no, we're in a war. You don't even have the people on the right coming out and voting for us. You got to fight, man. You got to fight back against these people. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I started first for my children. I was never involved in politics 2.5 years ago, the forced masking. Then I showed up to my very first school board my whole life. And I found out about this porn. I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Why is this in the school? And why aren't parents going crazy? So I blew up posters. I brought them to the school board. They called the police. They had 2 law enforcement, riot gear, all because we wanted porn out of the school. So that started me in this battle. And I think it's all intertwined, all of this stuff. And we're fighting. I'm 62. I got remarried. I got junior high school twins. We're in Florida right now. So I'm in an Airbnb here. Talking off my phone on a vase as I'm doing the show here. So my kids are looking at a college here, and we're in this war. I'm in this for my kids, for our kids and our country. People have to wake up. The Republicans have to wake up. They can't tiptoe around everything that you just said in the last segment. You're not going to be like, you think you're going to try to win the middle over they don't like us. If you're Terry, on the other side now, either you're doing it because...
Let me point out one thing. The only thing you got wrong. Everything you said is perfect. But you said the Republicans got to wake up. This isn't about waking up. They're just bad. They know what they're doing. They're on the take, just like the Democrats are. All these rhino Republicans are on the take from either China or the Mexican drug cartel or Big Pharma to stick a needle in all our arms to give us an experimental vaccine. They know exactly what they're doing. That's all the money they raise, right? The ones who win raise all their money from Big Pharma, or they raise it from big corporations and lobbyists and lawyers, or they raise it illegally, money coming from China and the Mexican drug cartel, or they've got offshore bank accounts where they get cash from the Mexican drug cartel and China. And I'm telling you, this is why our country has been sold out and sold down the river, as sure as I'm standing here. But just let me ask you the key question why I got you on the show today. How did you wind up teaming up with Ben Berkwam in Chicago, and what did you hope to achieve, and what did you see at the illegal alien shelters in Chicago? What's going on?
I first met Ben through America Fest. My kids are part of TPUSA, and we went to America Fest a few times. So that's how I first met him. And then I texted him, told him I was going to go down again this last December. And he's like, Tara, I'm in Chicago. So I introduced him as part of this battle on these illegal immigrants that's going on. And I don't know if you saw some of the other things that Ben's been doing. I introduced him to some of my African-American buddies, Pastor Lori, Devin Jones. There's a number of them. And these were, they're lifelong Democrats. They're fed up. They're voting Republican. They're voting Trump.
That's good.
They're voting Trump. And I, you know, I was a Southwest Side Italian Democratic Union family. My mom and dad are in there. I switched a while ago. My mom and dad are in their 80s. They're voting Trump. The whole Italian side of my family is fed up. And we have to take advantage of this excitement and momentum that we have between now and November. We'll never have that opportunity to pull these people in because they're all fed up with what's going on and what we're going to talk about now. Really,
Terry,
I'm off the edge.
Terry, I have no doubt everything you're saying jives up with everything I say, that Trump's on his way to a massive landslide vote of the people. But my doubt is that the elections are rigged and it won't matter that he has a landslide win of the people. I'm very scared to death that, you know, it won't matter what the people vote, because all that matters is six battleground states, maybe you could argue seven battleground states, and in those seven states, if they have mail-in ballots and no voter ID, they're going to steal, and ballot drop boxes and ballot harvesting, they're going to steal the election again, no matter what the will of the people is. That's what I'm worried about. But I do believe on the ground, with real people, honest people, Trump is winning by a landslide. He's won them all over.
Yes. Yeah, he is. And we have to win by a huge amount, especially in Chicago.
Right.
You know, I don't know if Chicago is going to go red, but I'm telling you, it's going to be historic. I promise you that it's going to be historic with respect for voting for Trump.
So listen, we don't have that much time. Just tell me, what did you find when you teamed up with my friend Ben Berkwam? Tell us about what you found with illegal aliens in Chicago.
Yeah, so I first started going to train stations by my house. So Mayor Brandon Johnson said, no, you can't dump them off in the city. So they dropped them off all the nice western suburbs. They come from Mexico. They dropped them off. I showed up when people would alert me. I go, I'm filming these guys. They're flashing gang signs at me, Wayne. As soon as they get off the bus, they take the bus to the train. And I'm like, okay, great. These are supposed to be these asylum seekers. They're mostly men that are supposed to come here to be safe and protected. And then this happened inside the city. I went to Union Station. They're flashing signs again. So then, me and Ben hooked up at a couple of different locations. And then some of them, ones I went by myself, I would turn my baseball hat backwards and leather jacket. You know, I'm Italian, but I could look Hispanic. I got into two centers, the Inn of Chicago, which is in the story that was just, you know, mentioned today. And I got inside there. You know, Ben's always like, we got to get somebody inside.
And what did you see?
I got inside the front doors. Metal detectors, wands, people trying to confronting me, and you know, I didn't even send those to confront me aggressively, tell me get out. You know, I went to another one, metal detectors, wands again. I went back a week later with my friend running for Congress. The one security guard followed his house. He kept pushing. Right, we didn't even go in. Actually, we opened the door. I said, "Quit pushing me." He slapped my camera and hit my hat off. I headbutted him in the mouth. I'm 62. I'm like, I said, "I told you to stop." I go, "Don't push me." And, you know, the younger guys were laughing. The old man, you see the lumps on my head. So they're aggressively trying to hide it. They got metal detectors in both locations. So then it made me wonder, okay, these innocent asylum seekers are going into sleep and housing that we're paying for. Why do they have metal detectors and five guards at one location?
Because they're all criminals.
So 2 months ago, right. I ran those FOIA reports, some of it I sent with your team, and they were in the story. I was shy. It took me 2 months to get them back. They were stolen.
Hey, Terry, what I want to know is you receive stats on all the crimes illegals have committed in just one location over a 12-month period. Give us like a 40-second as we're headed to the break. What did you find those stats say?
Yeah, sure. One of the guys, it says right in the report, he's slapping his wife around because she's sending the money and they black it out back to her parents in Venezuela. Another guy got stabbed in the head with a scissors, a child endangerment, multiple driving without licenses, drugs, kicking through the door. These are all innocent people, innocent aside. One location for 12 months. I got FOIAs going in for another one in Gage Park where a Venezuelan got shot right in front. At the same location, I went in, I tried to get in, they caught me. And then these Trendel Argua gang members follow me, and they're flashing their gang signs. The guys are like $125, you know, they could still have a gun, but it's like,
Hey, Terry, we're going to a break. Stay with me. I want to get an answer to a question when I get back. NPR came out with a stat that illegal immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than U.S.-born Americans. You have evidence proving those stats are bogus. I know those stats are bogus. When we get back, we'll get that answer from Terry Newsom. I can't wait to hear the bogus stats. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we could do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at pc247health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to pc247health.com. pc247health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof. Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I never thought I'd say this, but I hope 50 Cent is right. The black rapper 50 Cent says, I think Trump's going to be president again. I sure hope he's right. I think he's got it right because I think he knows the black community is going to come out in record numbers for Trump. Now, is he going to win the majority? No, absolutely not. But he might win 25%, 30% of black Americans, and that's more than enough to win a massive landslide that'll make all the difference in the world. I've written commentaries about that. I titled one of mine, If He Campaigns Black, He Will Go Back to the White House. Trump, you got to campaign black because you got the entire middle-class white vote in the United States of America. If you can just add a few votes of color, black and Latino and minority, you win in a landslide. All right, before I get to Terry Newsom, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. The newest sponsor of the show just started a few days ago, SponsorJ6.com, a cause near and dear to my heart. I've become an official January 6th Patriot partner working with SponsorJ6.com to help raise money for our tortured political hostages. Not prisoners, hostages. That's what President Trump calls them, and that's what they are. These patriots are being held hostage by our weaponized justice system, and they desperately need our help. There are over 250 in prison right now. They're being held hostage by the Banana Republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. Most of these men used to be the main breadwinners for their families. Now they have young wives and kids at home struggling to survive while daddy's in prison for attending a protest in America. It's up to us to support these brave J6 patriots and their families while they're being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. That's why I partnered with SponsorJ6.com. It's a monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the J6ers in prison. These hostages have to pay for their own food, clothing, and hygiene products. Even their phone calls home they have to pay for. They need our help. So please go to SponsorJ6.com and make a real difference in the life of a January 6er. SponsorJ6.com. All right, Terry Newsom's with us. He was known as a parental rights activist and host of the podcast Behind Enemy Lines, president of the Illinois chapter of Parents Involved in Education. But now he's kind of switched gears. He's getting known for partnering with Ben Berkwam as a guy who's fighting illegal immigration, especially in the streets of Chicago. Terry Newsom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be back. Another category of voters, Italian American Union members, are going our way. I hosted Mike Lindell in the Southwest Side in the city of Chicago. They're going our way as well.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. NPR came out with stats. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Illegal immigrants, they said, are less likely to commit crimes than U.S.-born citizens. You have evidence proving those stats are bogus. The floor is yours, Terry.
Yeah, I'm not a big data statistician, but once I got those 200 pages from the 12 months of one location in Chicago and all these different types of crimes, right? I don't know how they do their stats, NPR. I know it's obviously a lie, and I remember hearing about that. So if you look at the number of people that were housed in that hotel over the 12-month period, I don't know of any hotel in my whole life where you have to go through a metal detector or you have 200 pages of crimes just from one hotel. So, right. I mean, I don't, you know, we have to have someone do the math, Wayne, but it's kind of like crazy, crazy stats. It's quite the opposite if you use that one data element to look
well,
at what
you know. You know, I saw a video, Terry, yesterday I saw a video of a guy for a Spanish language TV show interviewing an illegal immigrant who speaks only Spanish who lives in a New York City hotel. And they had him standing in front of the hotel. They had the mic in his face. And they were asking him, what do you get in that hotel? How do they treat you? He said, oh, they in Spanish now, you're saying. And it was translated below. They treat me great. Everything's free. Three free meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and free medical, and free doctors, and free prescriptions, and free phones, and free tickets to wherever we want to go, and free lawyers, and of course, free rent.
Yeah.
And he said, and now I'm flying to Phoenix. And the guy says to him in Spanish, well, why are you and your family flying to Phoenix? And he says, because it's so dangerous here. New York City is too dangerous. The crime is everywhere. I'm getting out of here. I'm bringing my family to Phoenix. And I'm sitting here laughing. Does anyone give me free lawyers? Does anyone give me free rent? Does anyone give me free education? Does anyone give me free food? Does anyone give me free tickets to Phoenix? None of those things. Free medical? No one. Free prescriptions? I got to pay full price. This is insanity. Chicago people have got to be as mad as me.
Oh, my God, yeah. So another thing that they're not taking into account, right? So when I got all these FOIAs, they spent about $1 billion in Chicago between the state and the city of Chicago. So as you look on all these different police reports, what does it cost, Wayne, for have multiple law enforcement officers to come off the streets of Chicago, right, which we're paying tax dollars, to go into the center? Then you see the ambulance gets dispatched. Then you see, you know, fire department. Then they go to Northwestern Hospital, Lurie's Hospital. And then if they're admitted, so how are those costs? You know, I bet you those are hidden costs that none of us know about. Then they have counselors. It's in the FOIAs. They have translators. They have therapists.
It never ends. Never ends. Unbelievable. All of our tax money getting wasted. What do we owe these illegals? Nothing. I say if you want to come to America, great, come legally, and then come without spending one dime of taxpayer money. The bill is on you. You come here with money or you have a relative waiting to pay your way. But no illegals should get welfare or any of these. Lawyers free, plane tickets free, medical free, never. Terry Newsom, he's the president of the Illinois chapter, parents involved in education. He's teaming with Ben Berkwam in Chicago to expose the illegal alien travesty. Thank you, Terry. I'm Wayne Allyn. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm back on Radio USA Audio right now, but that's it for Lindell TV. See you tomorrow. RootForAmerica.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.